Welcome to the Visual Studio Tools for Office Developer Series, the third of three audio series designed to help you use Visual Studio 2008 to extend Microsoft Office applications as part of your own solutions. This is episode 11 of 11, Deploying Office Solutions Using the 2007 Microsoft Office System. You can deploy these solutions in two ways. Use ClickOnce deployment technology, or create a setup project to deploy Windows installer file, a .msi. With ClickOnce deployment, you deploy the Office solution to a centralized location, and users go to that location to install or run the Office solution. You can also burn the files onto an installation disk and distribute the physical medium. With a setup project, you package the solution in a Windows installer file that is distributed to users. Then users run the setup program to install the solution. Creating a ClickOnce installer. To deploy your solution with ClickOnce, you can use the Publish Wizard or the Publish page of the Project Designer to configure your deployment and update strategy. For instance, you can deploy from the web, from a network share, or from a CD or USB drive. For document level solutions, you can store the document or workbook in a SharePoint document library or on a network share. Then, users can copy it locally or run it from the share. You can automate maintenance by configuring ClickOnce to download and install updates at regular intervals, such as every day or once a week. At configurable intervals, the solution checks for updates that it recognizes by changes in the version number. In fact, the updates can go both ways. If the version number is decreased, a solution can be rolled back to a previous version. After you choose a deployment and update strategy, you can configure the ClickOnce setup program to check for prerequisites such as the .NET Framework 3.5, Visual Studio Tools for Office 3.0 runtime, and the Office primary interop assemblies. If the end user is a member of the administrators group on the computer, ClickOnce installs missing prerequisites before your Office solution is installed. Then ClickOnce installs the Office solutions into a user-specific cache where permission elevation is not required. There's one additional step if you deploy document-level solutions. ClickOnce does not copy the document or workbook to the end-user computer. Users can copy the file from the installation location to their own computers, and the Office customization will still work if you configure the install location in the Publish page of the Project Designer. This way, you can emulate VBA's single-file deployment, but trust your solution by using ClickOnce to secure it. If the certificate used to sign the manifests is known and trusted inside of the enterprise, the document will run the customization because the location of the customization assembly is stored inside the document as a custom document property. For related security information about ClickOnce deployment, listen to the episode titled 4 Ways to Secure 2007 Solutions in the Office Development Overview audio series. Creating a setup project. In some ways, a setup project is more flexible than a ClickOnce installer. You can install additional files into specific directories, add special registry keys, and customize your branding. Another advantage of using Windows Installer is that you can push out Office solutions to end-user computers with system management software. However, if you publish changes on a regular basis, updates are not automated at intervals like they are with ClickOnce. Also, many of the automatic steps in ClickOnce installers must be manually configured in a setup project. For instance, for application-level add-ins, you must add several registry keys so that the Office application loads the add-in. Next, Windows installer files do not automatically check for installed prerequisites. You must configure launch conditions to check for the presence of the VSTO runtime and the primary interop assemblies. Now you know two different ways of deploying your Office 2007 solutions. For most scenarios, you can more easily install and update Office solutions and prerequisites with ClickOnce deployment. For more complicated scenarios, you can use Windows Installer to customize everything from registry entries and placement of files to your company's branding. You can find more information in the MSDN library in the topic named Deploying Office Solutions 2007 System. Look for all three Visual Studio Tools for Office audio series in the Microsoft Download Center, the Overview series, the Component series, and the Developer series. Thanks for listening.